Veterans Day is observed, the holiday, on Friday, but the actual day is Saturday, and there are some events that are happening. And we do have Deb and Hunter Davis with us this morning from the American Legion to give us some information about what's up. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thank you very much. And you, Hunter, you said you're a services officer?
Service officer.
Service officer. What does that mean?
If you need assistance getting paperwork started for a VA claim, it can be anything from employment assistance, anything that veterans might need. It's very open-ended in terms of actual duties. So the easiest way is to call the post, leave a message, and I will get back to you, and we'll get something started.
Do you have a lot of people that take advantage of that?
We have, and there's quite a few out there. So it's always an interesting day when a new one comes in, because you never know what it might be. It could be something simple like a debilitating hangnail from falling off an APC in 1986, or all the way up to getting paperwork started for potential life-threatening injuries and the like that happened when you were in the service and just said, "Oh, just rub some dirt in it and keep going." That's what we normally say.
As we often do. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'll
shrug it off. It's just a flesh wound.
It's only a flesh wound. So you are part of the American Legion. Can you explain what that group is?
Oh, the American Legion is the largest veterans organization in the United States. It's coming up on its centennial, and actually Post 3 right here in Ketchikan is considered to be a centennial post within the national organization, because we date all the way back to 1919. So they're the first 8 posts in Alaska are considered centennial. Everybody else came after the founding of the original founding of the American Legion. So who's going to talk for the veteran? In Washington, D.C., who's going to sit there and push for changes to the VA system? That's probably one of the main things everyone thinks of the American Legion. But there's so much more that gets done just locally. The oratorical national championships. We've had, 2 individuals make it to nationals from here?
Yes. Or,
and what is
one made it 2 years in a row.
Yeah, two years in a row. And
what is that exactly? Yeah.
It's an organized program for high school, well, actually any high school. You could theoretically do it as a freshman, but you may not have the debate experience. You give a prepared presentation on the U.S. Constitution, and then you do out of the hat, no warning, so you're not sure what might come up, speech on one of the amendments. And we've, locally, the one gal that made it 2 years in a row, she got knocked out the first year by the eventual event winner, and the next year she made it to second place. And she was awarded over $21,000 in scholarship money over the course of 2 years of oratorical. So, if you know how to talk, I urge every high school student to apply for the oratorical championships. It starts locally, goes to department, which is what we call our statewide organization, and then from department, if you win, you go on to national.
Okay. And Deb Davis, what is your role with American Legion? Wear all hats?
Yes. I'm actually the finance officer. What that means basically is I pay all the bills. So I know where the money's hidden. I make sure the lights stay on, stuff like that. And we bartend when we're there. And it's a total volunteer organization. We don't pay anybody to do anything. So everybody, it kind of takes all hands on deck to maintain the building and you know, make sure that veterans feel safe and at home in that location.
Very good. And we aren't certain of every event that possibly is happening over the next couple of days, but there are some events that you want to let us know about.
Sure. So we will be actually doing our Veterans Day events on Veterans Day, which should be Saturday. And so it starts at the American Legion Post on 631 Park Avenue at 8 o'clock. From 8 o'clock until 10:30, we're serving pancakes and sausage breakfast. It's free, so everybody's invited. It's not just for vets. It's for any member of the community. At 10:45, we will be forming up with the Color Guard from the U.S. Coast Guard base, and we, weather permitting, we will be doing a short walk to the flagpole at the museum. And at 11 o'clock, so it takes us 15 minutes or so, at 11 o'clock, then there will be a little bit of speechifying from members of the community, members of the veterans organizations. The VFW, certainly Commander, will be there. And the Saxman mayor will be there. Most of our other mayors are either out of town or unavailable. So it'll be it's fairly short, but they get a chance to talk about what veterans, what it means to be a veteran, what veterans mean to the city and to the state and to the country. And it's our day to thank our veterans. And then the American Legion Hall will be open, will be at open house until 1. And then over at the VFW on Tongass Avenue across from the hospital, they will be open from 1 until 3 for open house. And I believe they also they're going to have food there too. And there's other things. Let's see. The Elks is having dinner Saturday night and veterans eat free. And the Landing has got breakfast on Saturday for all veterans eating free. What else, Hunter?
Closer on Friday the 10th, the VFW will be observing the Marine Corps birthday. Is November 10th. And so anyone that served in the U.S. Marine Corps is more than welcome. I'm not sure the time on that. Definitely check with the VFW for that. But if you're a Marine, you probably already know. It's just the way things are. The schools are doing programs on Friday. I know of two assemblies, at one at Point Higgins, one at K-High, with veterans there. The library is doing a presentation on veterans. The UAS is doing a presentation on veterans.
That is tonight.
And so there's all sorts of recognition, and you can get as involved as you want. You can sit back and listen, or you can, particularly Vietnam veterans. I know they contribute, or they're really needed to contribute to the some of the panel discussions, in particular after the airing of the latest Ken Burns series on Vietnam.
Okay, and to talk about those panel discussions, the one tonight is Ask UAS from Soldier to Civilian, Veterans and Their Stories, and that starts at 6:30 tonight at the UAS Ketchikan Campus Library. And then at the Ketchikan Public Library on Saturday, they're showing a 1 hour of the Ken Burns documentary film, The Vietnam War, and then following that will be a discussion. So, and that's 3 p.m. All right.
Oh, okay, 3.
All right. Anything else that you all wanted to add?
Can't think of too much. The standard joke is, if it's Veterans Day, why can't we find veterans to take part in whatever's happening? That's because most of them are probably working. So let's go ahead and say, for Veterans Day, all veterans actually get the day off and everybody else has to go to work. And so let's see if anything gets done.
And I should ask that also, what are What are things people should do on Veterans Day? I mean, is there a protocol, or it's just
nothing special?
Think about.
We're really the only country that has this type of recognition, Veterans Day. Everyone else, particularly in the British Commonwealth, it's Remembrance Day. So our Canadian cousins and the British cousins will all be celebrating Remembrance Day or Armistice Day, whereas we have Memorial Day. So the two are often conflated, but Veterans Day is not Memorial Day. You can make it a memory, but it's not that formal. The crosses don't go out and the like. So it's just more along the lines of, hey, let me get your coffee today or whatever. Yeah, whatever, a little recognition. Otherwise, it's a great day to ponder the cost of being a nation. It's one way to look at it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, both of you, for being here.
All right.